About it, Robbie. 10-4, I guess you're good there, Steve, real good. Hey, John, but what do you think about the comments yesterday? They're compared to yesterday, John. Next thing will be our, you know, we were like two yesterday. There might be, the traffic probably going to be 25. That's about what I figured, too. I just want to check your, what you got there. Make sure you check it the first time it was closed off. Good, too. 4, Johnny, sounds good, man. Let's see this thing.
Test 1-2-3-4, 24, this is Randy, by copy.
4, Randy, I got you good. Have you and Ron worked it out up there?
10-4, Robbie, your lab's clear. I'll get wind in the covered as we roll off here so that I know what the point is. I'll cover the other area. How would you like to cover the start?
Andy, probably see your ad up there and see the front slipper that you can make fire. You know, it's at the start. If you're uncomfortable with it, I can definitely see it, you know, but I guess it's all the black and white car, you know.
10-4, wait, and yes, it's on that. I'm not straight across the start, and it's right across from the flag.
You'll have a good angle when you fire, but we can call it good. I've got a big Ron. How's the
line, Scott? Roger, line clear, Robbie.
10-4, Ron, he sounds real good. I'm just looking up right now. 10-4-2, Robbie, Jeff. 10-4, Jeff, I have you real good, Jeff, real good.
Roger, Ron.
Roger, line clear, Jeff.
Boy, you sound good.
And like last year, I'm trying to let you hear that we're here. I moved you at the start of the pit road wall there. I can call you to pit road, get you to the speed line. And then I can pick you up just a little bit before the pylon going down at the 1.
Randy, I copied you. You were wrong with talking at the same time there, but you sound good. Ron, tell me again how much you can see going into 1.
I'll pick you up probably about 100, 150 feet before the pylon going into 1.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good.
Yes, you want me to call the flagman.
Can you see the flagman?
No, I can't see him at all. I can see to where Pit Road starts, the wall for Pit Road starts. I lose you about right there, and I'll pick you up before the pylon.
Yeah, Randy's going to get the flag. He's directly across from it on that front side. He'll talk to you about what he can see there.
Randy, what I'd like is the green flag on the original start, and when the leader goes on the other starts.
Yeah, 4.
The rest of the way around, going in 2, 3, and 4, how you got those places?
See, a little bit better this year. Me and Chris are talking about a little bit better this year than it has been in years past. They took some trees down, but we're real good. Just dodging a couple of people in the middle of 4, just trying to look past the rest of the spot is where we are, but we're real good.
Copy on that, Jeff. It'll be the green flag for the start, and it'll be when the leader goes on the restart.
Randy, your radio is definitely breaking up more than everybody else's.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
I can hear it good enough, you know, for the green flag and everything, but just letting you know.
10-4, I'll be loud and short.
I'll remind you later, Jeff, this pit road, just remember, it's real narrow, and it is the yellow line. Yellow line, the outside line.
So there's a white line and a yellow line?
10-4, and we have to be inside the yellow line at all times.
Okay, stars rolling on, third time by.
34-9.
Okay, stars, the pit road speed.
Yeah, 4,500 to 4,500.
10-4, 4,500, and I might be breaking up a little bit, Steve. We got 10-4 to 4,500.
Jeff, you'll have your first speed line coming up to the entrance with the cone next to it, and your flagman waving the flag right now by the inside wall.
Okay, yes, this is where I'll pick. Yes, 6-4 pylon will be a good marker for our pit there, Jeff. We're about 2 tenths past it.
Fine, good idea.
Drop you right there.
Got your last speed line coming out with the official standard to your left.
You're breaking up pretty bad on me. I should be all right on the green flag as far as, you know, clearing me and all that stuff. I shouldn't need to worry too much about the area that you have me in. I think Ron should be able to cover me from where he's picking up.
10-4, Jeff.
Hey, Randy, I'll call the one to go when NASCAR calls it and just the pace car's off, and then you can pick them up for the green from there.
Sometimes, you know, these things get bottled up with guys trying to get from that outside lane to that inside lane, so, you know, just be on your toes. It could get slowed down here and hurry.
10-4.
Okay, yes, 10-4-3 for your little check of equipment.
Do you want to go when you get here?
One to go.
Jeff, we've got brake blowers and tire blowers. We need to get on there. 160 laps, nice and smart with these guys, and let's get her done, buddy.
4. Guys, come in. Have a good solid one. Yes, they're doing awesome lately. Let's keep it up.
We get the brake blowers and the tire blowers on, right?
4.
Yeah, install those stripes over where the restarts
are.
Install the area where the restarts are, right?
But I'll figure it out.
space. Cars off.
Green flag.
Crosses out. Crosses out.
Yeehaw.
Driving. Give me a shift, sir.
100, 200. Yeah, it's actually just a tick over 200. Oh, it's a little bit over 220. Real good down here at 1 and 2. A little bit free gets to the center, but boy, that thing is turning off. That's where we meet these guys. They're all real tight.
M4, Jeff, just don't stay out there right now. Just watch for debris.
Yeah, Ron, where's the debris?
Looks like coming off of 3, looks like somebody got in the fence and they're resting down either against the wall behind a tree in the middle of 3 and 4 instructions. To the middle of the racetrack, Jeff. I can't see it from where I'm at. That road is open. This time by.
Staying out, right? Staying out.
Staying out. Staying out.
There's a brake rotor right there in the room up there.
Jeff, that car got in the wall on the first lap there and had a tire rev on it.
To go, did you get here, Jeff?
One to go.
Jeff, the double red lines are just past this caution light here on the wall.
Well,
I did. Great job with it, buddy. Keep it up.
10-4, thing was really good there. I hope these tires go down. It's as good as it was there, but if it is, buddy, we're going to the front.
Cars off.
He's on.
12 top.
210, all 230. Little free end, little tight under throttle off.
Well, great laps you're running there, but great laps.
Caution's out for a wreck coming off too. Caution's out.
It's on the turn in, I'm a little bit free. That didn't be hurt me too bad unless I get somebody behind me. And then, the tightness off is obviously hurt me from behind cars.
Four, Jeff, just going to put a half a pound on that one. And we'll put four tires on it there again. All still good?
10-4, 10-2-10, 2-30. Five real in the water.
Really going to have to watch that 99-00 down here. Let's tell them guys to watch for us. Make sure Kenny watches for us. Really have to watch for him, Jeff, because he's running about 40 in back there. So let's keep an eye on him.
Trying to get in there and get the nose turned out a little bit.
Four. You're ahead of Ward, so you have a good way to get in. Remember the yellow line. You've got to be inside that yellow line. You cannot be on it.
Pit road will be open this time by. Click the yellow.
Pit road is open.
Come on down, buddy. You can come all the way down. It's going to be four tires.
3,500 seconds.
Be coming around Elliot. You'll be feeling off of him. Come around him. We'll be about 4 tenths ahead of him. Right over the bus, right in here. Four tires.
Clear. All the way out. 4,500.
Yeah, great
job. Because it's the
quickie
yellow, I lost a lot of time in between us and the 38, so that's a good stop there.
Well, we'll be in real good shape. Got 135 laps to go. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Okay, one to go when you get here, Jeff. One to go. Gonna have the 98 coming outside. 98 car in the short trip between 3 and 4.
The good news, this tire's looking real good, man. Looking great.
98 coming outside. 98 coming outside. 7 back. 5 back. 8 stars off.
Yes. Big job, buddy. Great job.
Caution's out for second turn 3. Going into 4.
Staying out there, bud. Doing what you're doing.
1 and 2. Especially over 2. Good everywhere else.
So you got 1 to go when you get here, Jeff. 1 to go. The road will be open.
Now, bud. Stay now.
Come to the green.
Yes, all yours.
Caution's out for something on the front stretch debris.
It's too tight. Definitely tight enough right there. A little bit too much.
Four, Jeff. Just be right sizing gas there this time. What we're going to do to it, we're going to freeze up just a little bit.
What's that caution for?
Debris on the front stretch, though.
Tires, yeah. A little bit of rubber right down here in the groove, just past the start pin. There in front of you. Size, and we're going to about 3/4 round on that right rear.
It's out real good, and I can tell I'm definitely tired down to 2 than I am anywhere else, but have been real good down to 3 and 4, and it has started tightening up as well. We all it's into the middle pretty good, maybe a little bit tight in the middle, and then under throttle is the biggest part of it.
Four.
The road is closed.
Counter toes, I imagine the next time it'll be open, Jeff, like this. It'll be right side, wrinkled around on the right rail.
I don't have a turn 4, and I'm still have closed, still closed. Got me right, Ron?
That's all right, I got you, Jeff.
I think it'll be open this next time, but we'll be ready for you. Same plan. Right side, circle around that right rear.
I think they had them closed because they exited over here off of 2. There's some debris and they were cleaning that up.
Yeah, they were still closed. Let's watch that flag when he's a little bit late, not depending on them, other than NASCAR's initial call of what the road doing, what it's doing.
That's it, well, I'm keeping my eye on
them. The road will be open this time, bye.
All right, buddy, we're ready for you.
Open this time.
The road is open.
calm down here. Nice and easy. It's going to be right sides and we'll be gone, buddy. Right sides, make sure you get that shift right. Right sides. Okay. Right sides only.
Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Good job, good job. 45 hundred. I'm gonna have to freaking inspector to get on in there. Well, but that's on there. We'll get under control. Stop, though. Good job, good job, good call, Mr. Tires. Well, we need to do that right now. You know, we'll get the way down. Find out, we'll get the way down. A lot of them did it right there, so. Good check, real good check. Yeah, I believe the eight on the first thing back here just pulled. Okay, one to go, and you're gonna head up, one to go.
98 the leader. You're the leader. So what are you doing there? Just showing him the leader right there.
Sure, what he's wanting me to do. Because, I mean, if he's the leader, I can't go the outside of him.
98 saying up here that he's going to drop to the bottom. He's ready for you to go the outside.
Mr. NASCAR, no, he's telling me to go the outside, you know, because it's not really the right thing for me to do.
Yeah, well, we better make sure we get clarification on it, but you better not do that.
Coming to the green. He's coming in.
Here we go.
Stay a bit free right in the center.
Boy, you're doing great with it.
Yeah, definitely free enough now.
Boy, turn that tire blower off if you want it. Might help to touch it.
Let's put debris down through 3 and 4. Draft 9 car got in the fence coming up pit road. No caution. Still green.
It's just a little bit loose right now.
Step 4, but step 4.
Caution's out. Caution's out. I'm on the back straight. Maybe a spin. Can't see it.
Going to be on top of one pit road. Opens there again, bud. We're going to need 4 tires.
They might be tire debris going down there, Jeff. Watch the tire debris right in the middle.
Tire debris off the 40 car.
Well, I really wasn't that loose there, guys. Just depending on how I drove it. I think 4 tires. Tire debris actually just a little bit snug off.
Well, put that right rear back that half pound beat. Put it back where we had it.
Yep, well.
That 40 has stayed out, and then he's put debris down going in one yet.
4 this time, guys.
4 tires. Got to make sure it's open, though.
This is closed. Closed. Gonna have safety trucks right going into 2 on the bottom, right on the old line.
It's been good there pretty much all day, Jeff. He came out 6 from 4 tires that last time drove up there to 3rd. It's pretty even. He's beating us about a 10-15-100 point here.
So he had 4 tires?
That's 10-4. 10-4. 4 tires on the 17 that last time.
Cool. Road's gonna be toast for a little while. That 40 car caught on fire back there. A little more life anyway.
10-4. I don't know why they didn't hit that last time, but. But just like I said, we'll put the pressure back just like we've had them when we had 4 tires in the past. We got the 3/4 round on the right rear we put on that last time.
They're going to have debris all the way around from that flat tire, too. Pit road will be open this time by quickie yellow.
It'll be 4 tires, buddy. 4 tires.
When you exit into short shoot, don't go all the way down through the turn 2 on the apron. Go out on the next
one. They're telling you that this one.
Pit road is open. 4,500 seconds.
It'll be 4 tires, but a nice smooth stop, 4 tires, but watch that 00 car ahead of us. I'll be looking for it right over here. 4 tires, 4 tires.
One lane is clear behind the 38. Pull up behind in 1 and 2. So pull up between all the racetracks between 1 and 2.
What's up, guys? I got in there a little bit slow on y'all or something.
That was a good stop there, guys. Nice job. That was a good stop. We'll get one count.
Have a sweeper up high, coming off 2. 9 car coming outside, just entering 3. 9 car coming outside. Coming outside, 4 back. You want to go when you get here, Jeff? 1 to go.
I want to give you a heads up. There's something rattling pretty fast. It's been doing it for a while, but like, there's something rattling on the, I don't know if it's on the tailpipe. It's somewhere underneath me. I'm not sure what it is. It's been doing it for a while. Like, just like a thin piece of email that's come loose and rattling up against something.
Well, but I heard it on the pit stop there. Sound like maybe on some front head or tailpipe there or something.
Not step on.
Should be fine. Just doing what you're doing, man. Doing a great job with it.
Cool. You're doing awesome. What a good day we got going on here. Let's just keep it going. We can do this. I know we can.
Drop to the green.
Okay, buddy. I'm ready to go. There you go.
Fine stretch, crosses out. Wrecked a bunch of stuff. I got 3 or 4 cars stopped up down at the end of the front stretch going into 1. Watch the debris just past start finish. I was wondering if we slow down up the front there, Jeff. Got a bunch of stuff going on down the end of the front stretch here. The road is closed.
Some of the debris down here, just keep a good eye on it, but not terrible. It's going to be hard to see, so just keep a good eye out real good. You know?
They want to run this slow.
They haven't said anything else about it. I think pace car's coming now through the bottom of 2, right in the middle. Coming off the access road, 10 back. That road is still closed.
Stay now, bud. You're on it. Stay now.
We have two sweepers up at the end of the front stretch here, just bringing up the speedy drive. Said route will be up at this time by, be a quick yellow.
Stay now, bud. Stay now.
Safety truck up high, coming off of 2. 1 to go in unit F, 1 to go. 30 car coming outside, about 15 back. Outside, 5 back. Hey, turbo.
Great. Great job, buddy. You are the man. Nice job.
Cautions out. Something on the front straightaway.
Pretty good right there, but I'm looking to my mirror. Get this thing still a little bit better. See that, Robbie? Is that right?
Oh, we're gonna have to pit. Watch pit lights when it's open.
Watch in my mirror that this is a little bit better than us.
Yeah, I'm 10 for us for sure.
Better is he?
About a 10th, 15-100, you know, what the clean air looks like.
It's hard to say. I mean, I'm a little bit loose in, you know, like just before the center, before I pick up the throttle. But then when I pick up the throttle, I'm good. You know, right now, about the best I've been up off all day.
Four. It's going to be gas only here this time, but side again. It'll be right side. Danger this time.
The road will be open this time by.
Put a 33 there. 33 for these right sides.
Just talk to me. What are we doing?
Heading for right side, but right side. We're running the fuel window.
Get that picture out of the way. Just throw up and we're coming.
Well, right side.
4500 seconds.
Should we get our shift right? We'll be right side, but right over here. Right here, right side.
Clear. 4500.
Great job there, guys.
Take care of our fuel all you can right now, bud. Take care of our fuel. We're going to be good, but take care of it. Get that green white checker thing the way it's split up here. Yeah, just so you know, for the next time, you know, your shift was pretty good, but just a touch late. Just a touch.
It's hard, you know, going off the front tires in here. I go a little sooner next time.
10-4, it all worked good. Just going to help us a bit. Sitting on it. Doing it, buddy. Keep it up. Come on. Somebody give me a report on Jimmy there when you get a chance.
Broke the motor.
I know that, Ron. And I want to see also the mileage stuff off the car, Scotty. Can you hear me there, Ron?
So you wanted to go and get here, Jeff? Wanted to go.
Do you have anything to comment today? We put these right sides on for the last time on them.
That's just before I dropped that right.
Thank you.
But you know what you felt last time? You know, it might be with the right side pressure where they start out. Might be a little tight for a couple laps, and then it might start freeing up like it did, you know. It should be tighter than we were before.
Crosses out, car wreck in turn 2, crosses out. Car hit in the middle of turn 2 and split across the racetrack, laying down on the apron in the middle of 2.
Just be staying out there right now, too, bud. So you know, too, that was a 90 on you that last lap, 50-90 and a 50-92 on the 17th right there.
Just a little bit better there.
Have two safety vehicles in the middle of the short chute. Don't know where they're going to be. There's a big sign back there.
Telling me, I think, Jeff, next time we do four, which will be a while, you know, 20 laps or so, we might want to do a thing there, but we just did one. But
now, what did you say?
We're staying out there right now, so we might just want to think about this air pressure complex next time we do four, you know, it'll be about 20 laps. Staying out.
No, we're staying out. I'll talk to you when I get the pressure straight away about this air pressure.
That road is closed.
What were you saying about the pressure?
Like what I was talking about is, you know, I just dropped that right rear right there when we did the 2 because I thought it'd be 3 with the right side tires. That might be better, easy, better for you to run faster doing the same thing with 4 tires.
Simple. All right. I'm trying to think. Have I been free at all at the beginning on 4?
We really have been. Actually, you know, we've been pretty good. I just thought, you know, if we stay up there in clean air with it, it might be good, you know.
One thing I noticed, the kids is not very good on new tires, but he comes on strong after we run some laps. And, you know, I want to take advantage of anything we can there. I want to stay good on new tires and get out there away from them.
Yeah, for but I'm watching Ben and you can let me know how the car goes as we go along.
How many laps do we have left to go? We've got one more stop, right?
For 62 right here, so we're 62 to go.
The road will be open this time by for a quick yellow.
Staying out, buddy. Staying out.
Cool.
I'm 35 laps, 35, 36 laps. We're in good shape on a fuel window with everybody right now. All right, Jeff, we'll have an open ahead of us and behind us now the rest of the day.
Do you want to go when you get here? Want to go. 40 coming outside, 20 back.
Sure, there, man.
90 water, 195 oil.
Outside, 2 back.
Jeff, you might try to get right up behind that paper cover. It's just a small, about a 3x3 piece of paper on the grill. I'm sure it'll be fine, but if you want to get up there, it might come off.
So I don't think so. Like
4, but I'm going to be about 8 or 9 more laps there. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but it's going to be 5 laps, 4 tires.
This one. Real tight right now.
10-4. It's going to be 4 laps and 4 tires.
Start out good, so let's not do too much to it.
Crosses out, so I'm down the backside.
Just take care of your fuel there. We're going to get 4 tires on you, bud. I wasn't going to change a thing on the 4 tires on you. Wedge worked pretty good, you know, if you want to get a touch of it, but with 4 tires, I think we'll make it safe.
We're going to have a full run going, right? I think it's going to be a little tight.
Yeah, for it'll be about a full run. It'll be like 34 laps there, probably. 33 laps. I'm afraid of it. We might have a couple guys do 2 that might get out there ahead of us, but we got to do 4 right now. A lot of the guys we're racing there will do 4.
Definitely go on the freer side with the pressures in, and you know, somebody might get ahead of us.
You got to do the pressures and leave the wedge in, but
whatever's going to get us out, you know, we've got to be the first car on 4 tires. Off was good there, and that was 2 tires, so, you know, we're pretty darn good.
We'll be open this time by.
Well, it's going to be 4 tires, guys. 4 tires. Nice and smooth. Remember, Jeff, we've got a clear box in, clear box out.
Hope it counts, guys. You've been doing it all day long. Just another one like you could do. It'll be great.
The same deal as always to that green-white checker deal. Remember, but hit this time. 4 tires, and we'll save all the fuel we can.
3,500 seconds.
On down. Right over in here. Right in here, buddy. 4 tires. 4 tires. Clear. 4,500.
Yeah, that's doing it right there, boys. Doing it.
Take care of that fuel all you can, and we should get enough caution left here. We'll be in good shape. Take care of the fuel all you can.
Guys, great stop.
You want to go and get it, Jeff? One to go. 45 still coming outside, about 15 seconds. Outside, 5 back.
Get the green, 32 to go.
Talking to one another, Robbie, what'd you say?
You're doing a great job with it. There'll be 32 laps to go when you hit the green, and that's probably our last stop right there. So put it on the bike.
Four, that is the plan.
It took off a big plan. Clear. But the tape just before start, land, finish, you're out of the groove. The outside.
Left to go.
Around the 19. Around the 19 right now.
Yes, yes.
18 laps to go, bud.
Somebody's still down there, Jeff, and I'm saying where it is all along. Crosses out.
I tell you what, that is just screwed for shit like that. That is a big piece of debris, guys. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Make sure your tires are all up. You know, we feel okay there. We're going to be about 15 laps to go. Our shot at winning it is staying out. Our only shot at winning it.
I would have thought that if it cut the tire, we had already been in the wall by now.
Yeah, well, I think we're in good shape there. Tire's going to be cooled back off. Just shake them around. There's gaps and oil pressures, all that stuff looking good.
Oh, well, that's good. It hit the right front corner, just like that piece of concrete did in Martinsville.
The road is up. We had a safety truck coming off of 4.
We still ran at 80 that lap that we hit that, and that was only about 10 off where we were there, Jeff. Caution came out, you know, so we couldn't tell there. Robbie, did you get much of a look at it there in the pit? Trying to look out there. What do you see there, Rand?
I don't see anything caved in. I see looks like some of the tape is gone, just from where the, like a brake duct is all the way around to the end of it.
In the shadow there, and it looks like it's still got the valence on, and it's not hot.
That's simple. I'll look at the binoculars this time around. So, like I said, only shot at winning is why we came here, to do what we're doing, but.
Hey, you want to go and get hit there?
Want to go. As soon as you get there, right where you're restarting at, just stay still just a second. Let's get a good look.
You're in there, I can't understand you.
One coming outside there. Outside.
Anything else?
You're good to go, buddy. Put it on there, boys. Do it.
Let's do it.
I've seen you beat them with no tires or 2 tires, so just go ahead and show them the Jeff Gordon man.
Give it our best shot here, bud. Here we go.
They're struggling. In Australia.
Green flag.
Crosses out for a wreck in turn 1.
Great lap right there, an 07 on you, a 30 on him, but
feels pretty good.
Just save all the fuel you can, this thing could get wild, and we might need that extra lap or 2 at the end.
Yeah, this car went hard into the outside wall with the 1, and they came back across.
Remember your fan that you're doing, you know, what you've done in the past. We've got about 5 extra laps right now, but, you know, I'd like to have more cushion than that. It's 10 to go right now. If you come around, it'll be 10 to go.
That'll be open with Quickie Yellow. I have a cleanup truck on the high side right by the pylon desk, and another cleanup truck looks like they're down low in the short chute.
So you want to go in the unit, Jeff?
One to go. 45, we're coming outside. 45 outside, about 20 back.
Yes, bud, there'll be 8 laps when you get to green. Keep doing what you're doing, putting it on the board.
45 coming outside. 45 outside, 5 back. It'll be a single file restart, Jeff. Down finger. Then lay it back.
Green, flag.
Second turn, 2. Green's still out. Crosses out. I haven't heard him call it yet.
Flag's out. Save that fuel all we can. I'm going to take a minute to get this one off the track.
Looks like they wrecked about coming off of 2, coming onto the back stretch. Car might be up against the fence, about just coming off the back stretch. Car's up against the fence just after the gate, coming on the back stretch. The road will be over for a quickie yellow.
How are they doing to get him off the tractor, yeah?
They haven't got him yet. Looks like they're just getting him hooked up now.
10-4. Looking forward to go right here, buddy. Gauge is all good?
Super.
Robbie, I saw the can about that 25. 10-4. I think he's going to run one more lap and then park it.
Cars been towed away, they're just picking up the small piece.
Four, thanks, Ron. 3 to go right there, buddy.
Tim John back here, head back.
4 back. Just see a green light checkered. We'll see, talk to him right now. This is the final one. Just trying to make sure it's clear about it. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy. You're great.
You want to go on again here?
One to go down there. Jeff, tell him, Robbie. Jeff, the fence can be green, white, then checkered.
Take the green. Next time by, take the white. Next time, checkered.
10-4, buddy. Just keep digging. I'll tell you when it's done. A great job with it, buddy. Great job.
Put it all the way back.
So, big lap. One more good lap, buddy. One more good lap. Stop.
Oh, let's go get that break, boys! Yeah!
Thank God. That's a bomb right there. Doing it, guys. You guys were awesome. Great job, driver.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great engines getting out. Everybody, awesome job. Thanks, Rick.
Told you lately, you are the man.
Buddy, we do it together. We're all the man on this team. I'm telling you what, Hendrick Motorsports is so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Bob's going to be smiling on us today, baby.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they sent some cars limping around. The 6 got a damaged left front. There's another one limping down pit road here. So watch yourself get back around. Awesome job, guys. Awesome.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good job, Ron. Great job today. Boys, meet me out this brick. Get out.
There are no live feeds available.